Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared 500 years ago, was known, amongst his many other supremely glorious qualities and characteristics, as the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he taught the Bhagavatam by his practical example. Known as the cream of Vedic literature, the Bhagavatam points directly to pure devotional service unto Lord Krishna. Throughout this great literature, many prayers are offered to Krishna which describe him as the summum bonum of all existence. In the first canto, Maharaj Parikshit, who personified perfection in hearing Krishna Katha, offers wonderful prayers to his spiritual master Shukadev Goswami, glorifying him as the direct representative of the Lord. The prayers of Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto, after he had seen the Lord face to face, are exalted as being beyond the reach of even the greatest philosophers. The prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev in the seventh canto are especially loved by the devotees, spoken while even the demigods themselves were afraid to approach the Lord in his terrifying form. Amongst the prayers to Lord Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers by the great devotee Queen Kunti are particularly famous and profound. Kunti acted in the role of Krishna's maternal aunt during his manifest pastimes on this earth 5,000 years ago. Following the great battle of Kurukshetra, by which Lord Krishna established his devotees as the rulers of the world, the Lord prepared to leave Hastinapur and travel to his kingdom in Dwarka. This was near the end of his stay on this earth, and throughout this time the Pandavas, including Queen Kunti, had faced many troubles and dangers. The Lord had guided his devotees through all of them. At this time, Kunti approached the Lord and offered her prayers. Lord Chaitanya, whose biography we are about to hear, relished discussions on topics such as the prayers of Queen Kunti with his intimate devotees, since they reveal the super excellent position of Lord Krishna and his devotional service.